ladies and gentlemen, at this stage we introduce the subject himself. He is, as you will perceive, fit and well nourished. He comes straight from a night's sleep and a good breakfast, undrugged and hypnotized. Tomorrow we send him out with confidence into the world again.
All right there. Look, listen, Neil, Frank.
My brain is exhausted, please. And the guy, the mental health, was interrogated. I was x-rayed. I was examined thoroughly.
Damn, this is everything about me. Put it into the computer where they created this model of my mind.
Yes, using that model,
they managed to generate every thought I could possibly have in the next, say, 10 years, which they then filtered through a probability matrix of some kind to determine everything I was going to do in that period.
We're all monkeys.
Yes, it's time again for, well, it's actually not time again for fuck all, it's time again for Sean Kenny, but it's time for the very first issue ever of Brainwashing. Yes, this issue is an audio zine. If you don't know what you're listening to, it is an audio zine. Now, this means that you don't have goddamn time to read a magazine, so, and besides, this is coming over the internet, and it takes way too much time and effort, so why don't I just mix something up, throw it out over the internet, and you can surf the web and check shit out as I speak to you, so you got something to listen to. I think it's a brilliant idea, and, well, my name's Sean Kennedy, I am the fucking man, and this is the very first issue of Cults Brainwashing. Yes, that's right. Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorism in full effect, coming at you loud and proud. This issue of Brainwashing, issue one of Brainwashing, I'm going to dedicate to a fellow by the name of Prophet 4K. Or Fork. Actually, it's Prophet Fork, not 4K. You get pissed when people call it Fork. 4K, he's all just, fuck it, it's Prophet Fuck. No, it's Prophet Fork. Prophet Fork has done a boatload of work concerning cult. It's been absolutely stellar, the amount of work this guy's done. Anyone who may have heard me mention him on the What the Hell show, which is a standard sort of thing. He's always there. He's always tuning in, along with Shazboard, his buddy down there. These two guys have done so much work towards cult. It's excellent. So I guess a lot of people who are going to be listening for the first time are going to be wondering what it is with cult. What the fuck? What's the deal? What's going on? What's the score with cult? What does that mean? What is it about? Well, it started to be about, you know, it started off as a gag, really. It started off as sort of like a joke. Actually, all of my rants on Rant Radio started off a joke. If people didn't really want to know a little bit of history, what it was is I used to go off like this just randomly in the car. I'd go off here and there. And Sumerian, who's the head of Rant Radio, actually, truth be told, Sumerian is the balls of Rant Radio. Without Sumerian, there is no Rant Radio. A lot of people think that I'm, like, you know, the major driving force behind Rant Radio. But the truth of the matter is I'm just basically a DJ there. I don't really do shit. All I do is provide content, which I guess is a good chunk of it. And then the rants, I did a couple rants, and I had a couple more rants. And those, like Black Talon, have been around since the very beginning days. Gargoyle Black Talon, he's been around since my show was on Rant Radio, which was on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And it was a good time, very good time. We had a lot of good things happening on that show. But it was way too much work because I used to pre-record, do the mix down, the whole nine yards, and it was just too much effort to maintain. And I had the most successful show on Rant Radio next to the What the Hell show, and at that time my show was actually more popular than What the Hell. We had people in Belgium, we had people all over the world, but I couldn't consistently deliver, which is not on. We want to make sure that we can keep consistency up. We want to make sure that we can deliver when we say we are going to deliver. So I came up with the idea, eventually, of cult when it came around that Sumerian comes to me and says, hey, you know what? People are downloading your rant every minute of every day. And that's true. If we go to the Rant Radio server, people are downloading my rant 24 hours a day. The biggest one is Nine Inch Iron Maiden. That's one of the larger ones that's been downloaded. So this went on, and I said, well, what the hell? You know, why don't I go and just start doing this on the side? And with my group of friends, the group of friends we have here, like my own personal group of friends, as well as like Ronan Sariet is a really good buddy of mine, Ronan Medic is a really good buddy of mine, Sumerian, Gargoyle Enki, Hoongan Enki, and some other guys out there, Cybertech and whatnot. All these guys are really, really close buddies of mine who I've known over the years. And the problem is with modern day living is that nobody's very there for community, right? The community is gone for shit. You know, you have that jock bullshit friendship where, you know, they go out and they get drunk together and somehow this is some kind of fucking bonding, which I don't really understand. I've never understood that. I think sporting events are fucking stupid. Yeah, I'll go to a hockey game, but that's not what makes me Canadian. And, well, you know, why kill your brain cells off But we reached a massive payoff with the questionnaire and shit. It's been very fucking good. So we're going to keep going with that. I got a few things. We're going to go over this issue of this very first fine issue of Brainwashing. And you like that intro? I don't know how the intro sounds yet because I haven't actually made it. But by the time I'm recording this, I haven't actually cooked out the intro. But that's okay. That's okay. It really doesn't matter. I'm sure it'll be all right. I'm going to do a new one for next week, though, because I want to have a really fucking kick-ass intro. I want to have a good one. Anybody who wants to use any of my rants at any time, rebroadcast them, distribute them, record these shows, record anything you want, anytime you want to do it, you go right the fuck ahead. And it's good to go because, hey, we just want to get the truth out there. We want to reach people. And maybe it's good fun. Maybe it's good fun to listen to. And I don't really care. I don't copyright my fucking voice. That's fine. People want to listen to me, hey, rock on. Good for you, dude. I've got all the time in the world for you. Other things that we want to get on. We're going to have some features on Brainwashing, things that we want to talk about, things that are going to be constantly going on. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to get some decent videos to rent. Because, you know, you go and it used to be cool. You used to have, like, there used to be some good people giving out good suggestions for video rentals and entertainment that you want to see. But now everything's all, you ever notice people suggest you rent new movies? As though, you know, if you weren't around for the old movies when they came out, that's it. You missed them. They're gone. There's some great old fucking movies that people should rent. And that's what we're going to do right off the top. I'm going to recommend you guys watch some fucking movies. In my questionnaire, I keep on asking what SeaTac Astronomy is. And I guess the age group that is pretty much signing up for cult, listening in, is a lot of you little high school psychos out there. Which, believe you me, man, you guys got it rough. And you may think I'm joking. And a lot of people are, oh, high school guys, they got it so fucking rough. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. High school students today have the fucking hardest time in the world because of the fact that they have all the solutions, all these directions they have to decide to where to go in their life, and they have no idea which way to go. The older generation, they're not helping anything. They're just like, oh, get an education. But that's not solving everything because everybody's trying to get an education. And you know what? It's not fucking working. There's like a huge pause. There's going to be a massive gap of people who've got all this knowledge and no know-how. It's going to suck some hard ass. So we have to bear in mind that this is not, you know, the way you want to go. Teenagers today have it fucked on two sides. You got the male teenagers who, let's see, what are the categories of male teenagers? Well, you're either in crowd or you're out crowd. The in crowd, well, they're not listening to this shit anyway. And if you are, you know you're living a lie. You know you are. You know that you're not fucking football. You know you're not, you know, sitting there being Mr. Cool Guy in the class, doing your homework, whatever. You know you're not that, all that shit. You're just trying to hide in your little anonymous world so that you can be the person that everyone wants to love. So you live in constant fear. And this is the in crowd, you know, and you've got the in crowd jocks. You think it's very cool to go around and fucking beat the shit out of people and, you know, throw their muscle around and think that they can just get by, you know, chanting the school mantra or whatever the fuck it is you people do. That's all well and good, but there's a reason why the Trenchcoat Mafia went classroom to classroom, the fucking names on a roster. I don't advocate what those guys did because they didn't have an escape plan. But I think that what they need to do is you gotta look at why those fucking kids did that. Oh, well, they don't understand. They never had any friends. No, they were driven to that. No kid wants to fucking go from classroom to classroom and start shooting people. That's not something they get from playing Dungeons & Dragons. That's not something they get from music. That's something that comes from oppression from outside force. This is why geeks and nerds and freaks and misfits all band together. It's through a concept called the Esprit of Mutual Suffering. Everybody knows what it's like to get the shit kicked out of them because you don't belong. And this is the kind of foundation that cult is built on, where there are freaks hanging with freaks, and eventually there's more freaks than there are cool people. You go down to Skid Row, it's a whole civilization in Skid Row. All these fucking people are just sitting down there and they got their own culture, hierarchy. Each school is like its own tribe, man. Each school is a continent unto itself. You go from one school to another school, it's like traveling from another country to another country. You could be a big fucking hit in one school and go to another school and you're fucking shit on. You're totally shit on. Why? Because it's a different set of rules. Different people are cool. Different things are cool. And what a lot of adult people don't realize, and a lot of people that left high school behind, is they choose to forget how hard that was. You know, and they say, oh, high school is the best years of your life. Not really. They're some of the shittiest years of your life. You have no freedom, no choices, no fuck all, and you're sentenced to go to this place every day from 8 until 3, learning shit that is totally impractical. You'll never have to remember, unless, of course, you go into more schooling, which, is exactly what you're supposed to do, right? Because you have to get a good job. Must find good job.
Find a good job. Find a very good job. Yes, you need a good job.
So a lot of people don't have time for that. I'm sure they're smoking up. They're doing drugs. They're fucking putting on headbands. Do whatever the fuck it is they have to do. And some of them are getting really pissed off because they can't find a group to associate with. Some are getting pissed off because they don't know where the fuck they belong. Well, here I am, boy. Come on over. Why don't we just get all together through the internet? And that's the basis of cult. Moving right along, let's talk about some movies to rent. You want to get together with some buddies? You want to have a cult meeting? We need a name for a cult meeting. Somebody come up. We'll call them Sabbath. That's it. We'll have a cult Sabbath. Every time you have a gathering of cult members, that is now called a Sabbath. We'll call them all these crazy names like brainwashing. You know, you'll notice, of course, I've called it cult. And you'll also notice, of course, that I call the magazine brainwashing. And you'll notice now that we call the gathering Sabbath. And why are they called Sabbath? Because it freaks the fuck out of the normal. And people go, oh, what's a normal? If you have to ask me what the fuck a normal is, then you probably are one, okay? Give me a break. There's people who understand what the fuck is going on, and there's people who don't. There's going to be all kinds of people, hopefully. There's going to be all kinds of people who are going to listen to this show, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, somebody's going to stop that man. Why? Why do I have to be stopped? Why do people have to tell me, oh, you swear too much in the air, you're poisoning the children. I'm not poisoning the children. I'm getting the venom out of your fucking kids. Don't think that I'm the guy poisoning the kids. I'll tell you that right now. So, but let's talk about movies to rent. Let's talk about movies to rent on a Sabbath. The Sabbath! Sabbath! Sabbath is very cool. Sabbath is one of those things you have to do. Sabbath is something that is a gathering of your friends. You want to get together. You want to do something cool. You want to watch something. Let's talk about the Sabbath. The first thing, SeaTac Astronomy. Although Ronan Saria came up with a great fucking definition of what SeaTac Astronomy is, that is not what SeaTac Astronomy is. What SeaTac Astronomy is from the movie Sneakers. You can check it out on the Internet Movie Database. If you haven't checked that place out, that's a fucking rocking place to check movie titles out. But the movie's called Sneakers, starring Robert Redford and Dan Aykroyd and basically every other fucking psycho who's ever been big. It's a huge film, big in the hacker community. It's one of those films you have to see if you are at all a decker. Every decker out there, you shouldn't even talk to me unless you've seen that fucking movie. It's one of the mandatory ones. We're going to keep going with that. Another film which a lot of people have not seen, which blows my fucking mind, also made massive reference to, and if you haven't seen this, once you see this movie, you'll realize how many references are taken from it, is Army of Darkness, starring Bruce Campbell. Oh my God. I own the movie on DVD. You have to have the movie. The movie is a holy film. Okay, you must... Oh my God, I just came in my pants. That fucking movie rules beyond ruling, okay? Like, oh my God, you want Bruce Campbell. You need Ash to be a Jedi. I would implore George Lucas to have Ash be a Jedi. Holy shit, is that a beautiful movie? Army of Darkness, go rent it right now. You'll find it. They're not new releases. They're older movies. You should be able to find it. If you, anyone who's seen it, if you don't think the movie is cool, you're a fucking moron, okay? There's absolutely no way to find it. Oh my God. Such a fucking awesome movie. So another good film that came out also recently, around just slightly after Sneakers, was The Usual Suspects. This is where Kaiser Soze is from. This is why if you go on the internet and type in Kaiser Soze in any spelling form, you get 17 million fucking Kaiser Sozes. Kaiser Soze is the shit, man. I would love to have the rep that Kaiser Soze does. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, you want to rent the film The Usual Suspects. Or rip the film Usual Suspects. Steal it. Post it. Get it from somewhere. I don't care. Oh, also, during this thing, we're not saying stealing. Instead of, you know, making the criminal turn, I'm going to refer to that sort of thing as acquiring. You must acquire the film The Usual Suspects. You must acquire the film Army of Darkness. You must acquire the film Sneakers. Just acquire them. I don't care how the fuck you get them. Just get them. Because that's what you need to do. You have to get those films. Awesome fucking movie. Another awesome movie. Because, hey, I hope you're putting these in your PDA, okay? Personal data assistant. You need one. Of course, a lot of you guys. You're told you don't have enough money for a PDA, but that's okay. Put it somewhere. Digitize it. Get it in memory. So that you can at least access your files to figure out where it is you want to have your movies to rent. Because there's nothing more gay than going to rent a film and you have no idea and you have to choose from I Know What You Did Last Summer and I Still Know What You Did Last Summer and I Don't Give a Fuck About What You Did Last Summer. Which, you know, I mean, let's be real. Have you looked at the movie genre lately? Oh my God, does it ever suck ass, eh? Like, what the fuck? I don't know about you. I mean, everybody was calling down, you know, Phantom Menace. It was a good film. I liked it. You know, I mean, really, could it ever possibly have lived up to all its hype? But who cares? There's more important things out there than whether or not Phantom Menace sucked ass. a movie that surprised the shit out of me. Oh my God, you have to see this film. Oh my God, you have to see this film. And you'll see how I got a lot of jokes out of it. There's a lot of references to Cult Film. A lot of my friends that I've seen have thought that this was my very own Tyler Durden Cult Film. But the truth of the movie is The Fight Club, or Fight Club. I think it's The Fight Club or Fight Club. I think it's just Fight Club. Try to scam it on video CD if you can get it. Use iMash CD. You can download it on ASF format. Oh my God, Fight Club is amazing. It's one of the best films. Come on, last little while. Fight Club and Usual Suspects go hand in hand. Watch those two back to back, and you'll have like the mind fuck. And of course, we're going to talk about a really, really old movie. This is one of those movies that you can rent. And it's not really a fan fucking fantastic movie, but it's a very interesting film, and you get awesome soundtrack. I want to rip it to the soundtrack in the biggest and best way. Like, there's really groovy shit in there. It's all full of, you know, Red Scare, McCarthyism, and all the rest of it. You know, Blacklist. Oh, my God. The world is such a terrible place. So on and so forth. And that is The Manchurian Candidate. This is a movie about, basically, talks about the MKUltra experiments and things like that before the MKUltra experiments actually happened. It talks about things like sense death, hypnotherapy, using drugs to control minds, that sort of thing. Very, very, very cool. Very cool shit inside of that. I'd like to backtrack a little bit right now and talk a little bit more about the Sabbath meetings. Sabbath meetings are going to be something that you can email me with, and you can let me know when and where and how they're happening via ICQ or by some means of comms. You can communicate with me and let me know when you're booking Sabbath meetings. Sabbath meetings are the exact same thing as the 2600 meetings. Not that I'm ripping off 2600, but hey, that's a pretty good organization of Deckers. Anyone who's out there part of 2600 listening in, gets their hands on this show. Hey, glad you're listening. Thanks for listening. This whole thing is kind of along the same lines as 2600, but 2600 in the Hacker Decker community is a little bit elite sometimes. You know, they get their shit in a knot. You guys know it. You guys know you're pretty sarcastic. Everything's pretty and almost based on a lot of one-upmanship. Not as much education as there used to be. A lot of guys look down on newbies. And that's okay. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm not throwing rocks. I'm just fucking calling like I see it here. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to set up an area where Sabbath meetings. So, and every this magazine is going to be coming out bi-weekly. And what happens is you email me with Sabbath meeting dates. If you want to hold a Sabbath meeting for your clan or for your own, just for anybody, if you want to have an open Sabbath meeting, that's all well and good. I have no problem with that. Just let me know, and I'll announce it in every single issue, and we can keep it going on. So that's the score right now with the Sabbath meetings. So let's move right along into the news. What's new in the news? Let's talk about cult news. Cult news is the news that is relevant to cult members. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through each clan and talk about what's going on there. Now, I don't have that much right now because, well, to be quite honest, we haven't got that many members. It's more, and I've got to do more processing. There's more people asking to join every day. Now, a lot of the cult code, which I threw in there, is kind of a gag. Like, do not talk about cult. Do not talk about cult. That's a direct spin-off from Fight Club. The cult code was just sort of something I threw together. Thought it'd be kind of fun. But there's a lot of truth to it. There are certain things about cult that I do want to keep sort of semi-current. Like, if you're going to be a member cult, you're either going to be a member cult or you're not. If you get in and you got out, you're not getting back in. I got a database that I'm filling up. Well, actually, I'm not filling up because nobody wants to leave yet, which is very fucking cool. I don't want this thing to turn into some weird Bhagwan thing where everybody starts buying me a Mercedes. I wouldn't object, but I don't really want it to turn that way. So we want to keep this thing a little bit more friendly, a little bit more open, a little bit more awesome. So this is what we're going to go around cult news. I don't really got that much going on right now, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Right now, we'll start with the Gargoyles. Gargoyles, we got Black Talon, and we got Sumerian. The Gargoyles, the motto for the Gargoyles, that's what I need. Everybody out there, if you want to come up with a motto for your clan, then that's the way to go. I've got the motto for the Gargoyle clan, so don't even fucking try, okay? The motto for the Gargoyle clan is, it's not what you know, it's when you knew it. This is the credo and captures the essence of the Gargoyles. Gargoyles are these guys who are so hooked into the fucking web, they know when celebrities die before their family does. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of guys who just know way too much about networking. They're really hooked in. They got it going on. I mean, these are guys who when they walk down the street and they try to strafe left and right, they're like hitting right keys on their keyboard involuntarily with their fingers. You know what I'm saying? It's really out of control. So the Gargoyle Clan's a good bunch of guys. Well, we got Black Talon in there. Black Talon is a good guy. I've known Black Talon forever. It's kind of been a strange sort of relationship. He's moving back to Chicago, so people in Chicago, get ready, because Black Talon's coming back. Also, make sure that if you're going, doing anything, if you're moving, if you're throwing a party, you want some other cult members to be there, let me know. But the number one thing we've got to go on is we have to know your travel plans. If you're going to make some traveling plans and you want to have people meet you at the airport and you want to like have a good time, by all means, meeting fellow cult members in an airport is an awesome thing to do. You can take the JPEGs, you can take the gifts off the page, make your own cult shirts, that's fine. Walk around. We're going to have professionally made cult shirts available. They're going to be available for purchase for certain people because, I mean, I'm not going to be able to meet the demand right off the top. So certain people are going to be getting some shirts. People who've been in for a while, people who like shown what they're about. Because in all honesty, we want this thing to be around for a while. We want this thing to be solid. We don't want it to be some bullshit fucking function. We want this thing to happen. We want it to last. It's going to be a good time, but I want it to be an awesome time. I want this thing to really mean something, to really go somewhere. Some of the other things, I mean, we've got big plans happening, but we'll get to that, eventual plans for cult after we go through the cult news. Right after the Gargoyles, hey, what do we got? We got the Floaters. Movie Man! Yes, Movie Man, who has to change his fucking ICQ. That's another thing. Guys, if you're going to contact me with your cult name via ICQ, change your ICQ name to your cult name, okay? If you just throw Profit on the end of it or whatever, so I know who the fuck you are, so I can go between the two. We're using ICQ, you may as well have one name. What the fuck is the point of having 20 million different fucking hack names, okay? Come on now, let's keep this thing real. If you're going to be that fucking cryptoid and paranoid, hey, great, okay? But, I mean, for our record, you got to keep everything straight. And we're your friends, okay? We're the guys who are the good guys. The good guys got to know where you are so they can help you, okay? That's the whole concept. We have to stick with this, okay? So, guys, if you're going to, like, email me or you're going to go and make sure you call it your cult name so I can say, who the fuck are you? So if some asshole tries to, you know, get authorization from me, if he's not a cult member, I don't have fucking time, okay? I've got my own life to live as well as doing all this shit on the side. So that's that. However, currently we have Movie Man in the class of Floaters. Now the Floaters, a lot of people look down on the Floaters. They think that they're not a really good clan, blah, blah, blah. They don't really know where they belong. Well, let's be real. Maybe they're a lot more honest than a lot of us, man. Floaters are a very fucking cool organization because, well, they got a little bit of everything, a little bit of everyone. They don't really have one particular ideal or sort of archetype they fall into. So, hence, they are Floaters. That's fucking cool. That's cool. So, that's generally the Floaters thing. We haven't got a credo for them. If you got a credo for Floaters, any Floaters out there, want to send me a credo, rock on. Now, for another really solid clan, we've got the Deckers. Deckers are a sweet clan. We're currently without any Decker members right now, but I'm sure they're going to come, and they're going to come fast. And when they do, well, we're going to build up that stack good and hard. The Deckers are, of course, the hackers, crackers, freeloaders, whatever the fuck you want to call them. These are the digital terrorists. These are the people that the CIA, FBI, NSA, you know, PGA, whatever the fuck it is, everybody hates these guys, except for us, of course, because, well, there are little psychos. Spork did an awesome fucking job on their logo. Their logo kicks ass. Very fucking sweet. It was the first cult shirt ever made, was a Decker shirt. Which a lot of people are asking me what clan I belong to, and they think I'm a Decker because I have one of their shirts. In essence, I don't belong to a clan because I'm the fucking founder, so that's it. Also, Sumerian brought up a good point. They're saying, well, Kennedy, if you go and make a clan and you join a clan, then that'll automatically be the superior clan, and that clan will have favoritism, blah, 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 blah. So that's actually, you know, stands a very solid point. So we're going to keep with that. I'm just the founder. I'm the guy who does the magazine. I'm the guy who basically keeps this whole fucking thing running. Oh, what a pain in the ass. But, hey, you know, it's cool. It's what I want to do. It's going to be an awesome time. And this is going to be an ongoing thing. I want to hit like 1,000 episodes. I want to get 1 million members in cults. You know how much ass that would kick? I would fucking slay. After the Deckers, we got the Cenobites. Yes, those little sex junkies. Oh, you little drug trippers. Aren't you just a fucking evil little shit? Yes, the Cenobite Armada, which a lot of people think I got from, of course, the Hellraiser movies, where it's the Cenobites were like Pinhead and all those guys. But in essence, Clive Barker, the guy who wrote that, took that name from the actual term Cenobite, which comes from the dictionary, which means a religious fanatic. Which again, ha ha ha, aren't they so fucking clever, making that little play on words there. This is why the Cenobites are the freaky people. I'm personally thinking that Gloom Bunny's going to wind up in the Cenobites. Gloom Bunny, for everyone who's listening to the show, knows that, whoa, hey, Gloom Bunny, you're a fucking wacko. We love you. You're awesome. Cenobites will take buses to fuck people. Moving right along, we come to the Prophet Gang. Hello, Prophet Gang. The Prophets are the largest group so far.
is the Prophets. This is really amazing. I thought that the Floaters would be the largest group, followed then by the Deckers, but if such is not the case. Right now, the Prophets, who are the artists, the visionaries of the future, they see it, and they know what will be. And hopefully with guys like 4K, Shazbort, that whole clan in there, man, and Scribe, brilliant writer, love the guy, good personal friend of mine. Awesome fucking crowd. Fork, Shazbort, Scribe, you guys slay ass. Keep doing the good stuff, man. Start coming up with acronyms, rants, send it all in. Let's start building it. Let's get it out there. Moving right along, we got Vampires. Vampires are, well, that's another clan. And once they start to fly, man, this thing is just going to take off. This is the goth crowd. Now, I used to be a goth way back when. You wouldn't believe it, but I used to walk around with plum lipstick on and the fucking eyeliner the whole 9 years. Why? Pussy! There was awesome fucking goth bitches, man. You want to take a look at some hot chicks? Go to a goth bar sometime. That's if you're into the black hair, you know, kind of Betty Page look. I was kind of into that wavy, kind of really sexy. Well, if you go to the Rant Radio webpage, you'll see my wife. There you go. No fucking quotes there. I'll have your fucking head on a stick. But, I mean, come to think of it, like, I love fucking goth chicks, man. Chicks with black hair, long, sultry bodies. Hey, anybody listening wants to send me dirty pictures of you? Oh, better not. Hey, shit, what if my wife is here? No, don't send me any dirty pictures. I'm just kidding. No, in all seriousness, anybody wants to send any photos of me? Any photos of me? Yeah, if you got any photos of me, by God, send them to me. I'm interested in seeing them. No, honestly, if you got any photos you want to have put up on the cult website, dun dun dun. More to follow on that later. But if you want to have, we're eventually going to have photos of everyone on there. Flesh Tripper. What was his name now? Flesh Tripper, one of our little Flesh Trippers. What was his name? Rabbi Jacob. He's a Flesh Tripper. He's a mountain biker. You and Hungan Enki should get together. You guys should talk. He's a hardcore mountain biker. But, yeah, the Flesh Trippers out there, anybody who wants to send pictures, dirty or not, naughty or not, I don't give a fuck. You want to send pictures of your cocks for the Cenobites. You want to send pictures of you and Pams for the Ronin. That's great. I don't fucking care. Especially the cult website will be coming out. We'll be talking more about that later. The cult website's going to kick ass. And that's all thanks to Hungan Enki. Hungan Enki, you fucking rule. Moving down, we got the Ronin clan. Ronin, the hardcore, the Timic phase of cult. Yes, the shiny, happy people who stockpile fucking guns. You know it's good. You know you like it. The Ronin so far, we've got Ronin Sariet, and I don't know if he's been listed yet. He's probably on the roster. Is Ronin Medic. Ronin Medic, Ronin Sariat, and soon-to-be Ronin Captain Whitebread. Now, these guys are all crazier than shithouse rats. A lot of guys know Sariat, and if you get a chance to talk to him, you. Sariat is a fucking hard-ass. Okay, he's not a big guy, but holy shit, I would not want to get into a scrap with him, because basically, these are the kind of people who understand what violence is. Violence is a tool, okay? And it's coming down to the lair in our culture where that's the only tool that people have left. There's protests that happen. Almost all protests turn violent. Why do you suppose that is? Because that's the only way that people are getting any kind of action these days. That's the only kind of way that people are being heard. That's the only way that people are getting any results is by violence. Now, we don't advocate violence here. Well, fuck it. Yeah, I advocate violence, but I advocate violence with a purpose. Because goddammit, you gotta have results, you gotta have a plan, and if it's gonna get orchestrated, well shit, we should organize it properly instead of bullshitting it out. The last one, after Ronin, of course, is the Hungan. The Hungans, aka, they used to be known as the Technomages. Before then, they were known as the Seraphites, but I thought the Seraphites sounded too much like Cenobites, so we changed it to Technomages. You know what? Technomage sounds kind of fucking hokey, doesn't it, eh? It sounds really shitty. So we ditched the Hungan. Pardon me, ditch Technomage, and we went with Hungan. And Hungan comes actually from the Haitian Islands. It's a voodoo priest. And it was used in the book, in the Bruce Sterling book, Islands in the Net. They make reference to Hungan in the very first chunk of the book there. If you read through it and you're a little fucking anal psycho, you can find it. That's all well and good. Good book, by the way. Not as good as Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash, which is going to be the book of the week. But we're going to move to that right away. So that's, if you got it, if you're part of your clans, you have some news, you want it mentioned in the newsletter, let me know. We can get the word out so you don't have to spam ICQ everybody. And if I think it's fucking prevalent and I think it's going to be cool, I'll put it in the newsletter and people will be downloading and listening to your shit right across the board. It'll be very fucking sweet. After that, speaking of Snow Crash, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about Snow Crash. There is a fucking awesome book. Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash. Oh my God, is that ever slay ass. You want to read a good book, go down to wherever and acquire Snow Crash. Whoa, yes. And anybody who's ever read it will totally agree with me. It's an awesome book. You totally want to get into it. Very, very solid. So that's the book of the fucking these 2 weeks. You want to read that before the next one comes out. Let me tell you, Snow Crash slays ass. Loaded with loads of concepts. They use the term avatars. Now, there's a book written. This is going to segue right into our international news. International news is news that I think is fucking cool. This is stuff that we're going to talk about, stuff that's actually relevant to you, okay? There's some different advents come out the last couple of weeks. The 3C Color Palm came out for all you gargoyles and wireheads out there. That's a pretty sweet deal. Gadgeteer's got a pretty good www.the-gadgeteer.com has a review of it. They say it's pretty good. It's got color. They kind of blah, blah, blah. But whatever, it's good that it came out because it's going to drive the price of the Palm 3X and everything else through the fucking floor. That's if you haven't gone out and bought yourself a visor. However, I've been hearing reports from news groups that the visor screens have been cracking, which doesn't really surprise me because they probably have put these things out at, like, really, you know, basically with the cheapest possible components they can shove out. I'm not saying the visor's a piece of shit, not by any stretch, but with my Palm Pilot, man, I've dropped it. I've practically toe-punted the fucking thing, and it stayed alive. Now, I was a Palm Professional, so I don't know about these new ones. I just got a Palm 3X. Pretty happy with it. Thinking it's pretty cool. Liking it a lot. But you know what's another thing? This is something that we're going to talk about in the new series. Batteries. You know that? You notice which batteries are the best batteries? And they say Duracell and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? There was a big 2020 expose that Samarian was telling me about. And he told me, and I believe him, that, as a matter of fact, they discovered that it really doesn't make a difference what kind of battery it is. If you look at a Duracell battery and look at the shape of the battery, sometimes there's little divots on them and shit like that. What you do is you go to your cheap-ass battery stores and look at the cheap-ass batteries. If they have a similar divot in, like, the same spot, it's the same battery as a Duracell. They all come from the same fucking factory. It just has different packaging, which makes absolutely total sense. Like, when you think about it, that totally makes sense. Why the fuck would they be making all these different batteries? No, it doesn't work. So what I do is I just buy cheap-ass AAA and AA batteries and fucking go through them, man. Go through them. They've been working perfectly fine with me. I haven't had any trouble with them. So don't believe the hype, man. Don't believe the fucking hype. Acquire some batteries that are the cheap-ass batteries. Don't go fucking, you know, pocketing the really expensive batteries, man. That's a fucking waste of time. And you're buying into the lie. Don't buy into the lie. The other thing, which would be a really good thing in the news, is that, hey, guess what? Sean Kennedy discovered that television makes you stupid. Your TV lies to you. I think you should burn your television. Kill your TV. That's what you want to do. Kill it. Kill the TV. Your TV is an instrument of evil, okay? It is what has been the major responsibility of how come our culture got as fucked as it was. I was a product of the TV generation, and look where I wound up. Yeah, okay, enough gagging aside. But in all seriousness, do you ever think about how many incidences of violence are on television? Never mind my fucking show. Look at your TV sometime. Oh my God. Friends? That's not even remotely close to reality. And you got all this, well, of course, it's not supposed to be close to reality. It's wrong. It's an escapist mentality. That's it. It's escapism. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so's heroin, okay? Look, your television is there. Your television is a sub-programming thing. It's been known. You fucking watch a TV show. You watch a show on martial arts. You want to do martial arts. It's that fucking easy because you think it's cool. This is the ploy that people use, man. You gotta ditch the TV. I'm not saying burn the fucking thing. It's cool to watch movies on. It's cool to port shit out to your TV, especially if you acquire some ASF files off the news groups you want to watch and you want to watch them in a comfortable format. Hey, kick ass. Do your thing, man. But I'm just here to tell you, television rots your fucking brain. You want to burn that bitch right now. That's what I say. Also in the news this week, they're talking about the United States has just signed into being a law that will make software companies able to disable pirated software and infringements remotely. So what will happen is they'll be able to look into your computer, turn off the remote software they find operating there that says, you acquired this software illegally, so we're going to shut it off. What do you think of that? Well, I'll tell you what I think of that. I think it's bullshit, okay? First of all, that shit will never fly. It's scary that some asshole thought this up. Yes, yes, that's very scary. But what's going on here is that no one's really thought of the fact that you really think that that shit's going to work. This is a human-engineered design interface. That means that some person built it, which means that about 20 million fucking little gray-haired Decker psychos, like the Deckers down at Loft, are going to move in on that, and they are going to create some totally bitch-ass crack programs. And all the crack program, what's a crack program? A crack program fields the PGP key into it. Well, how the fuck is the software company, what, are you going to register, have a guy manually check each one? Fuck off. It's not going to work, okay? There's going to be cracks, isolation cracks. There's going to be software made to pirate it. It's a good idea, guys, but you got your head up your ass, all right? It's not going to work. Somebody please help these fucking people, okay? Look, you guys are making enough money. The computer industry's fucking huge. But, of course, greed takes over. Greed takes over. Gotta have that greed in there. And speaking of which, wow, if you're listening to this or you're downloading this or even if you're broadcasting this live stream, hey, you've got to worry about Echelon. That's right. United States has now admitted that Echelon exists. Echelon, for those of you who don't know, is a form of monitoring system that operates, apparently was based out of Australia, but now there's reports coming that they've got them in the Yakima Weapons Testing Lab just across the line from where the fuck I'm at. They got them in the UK, they got them in Europe, they got them in Yakima and in Australia. And what the Echelon system is a monitoring system which enables them to monitor email and things of this nature so that, you know, if you do something bad, you think bad thoughts, or you have some thought crimes, if you have some thought crimes, that they can nail you for it. They can move in there and they can say, whoa, hey, you fucking bad kid, you got this, you know, you were talking about blowing shit up in Quake, and we know that you were saying that it was Quake, but we think it was something else, so we're going to send you to a nice political re-education seminar center and, you know, basically melt your little fucking head. Ha ha ha, isn't that funny? So that's exactly what Echelon's about. This is the reason why Cult was formed. A lot of people wonder why I've done this. I've had friends of mine come up to me and say, Sean, are you fucking mental, man? Like, this is crazy. Why are you doing this? Why not do this? We've got to ally together. I mean, shit. You've got to go out there and hand out this cake. You've got to go out and hand out the invite literature to people, man, especially to your buddies. Because the world is going to shit, boys and girls. I mean, it's been going to shit for some time. It's not like sitting there saying the sky is not falling. But, man, you got to get your head out of your ass, okay? You got to look around and realize, shit, man, six-year-old kids are shooting each other, okay? How the fuck does that work? The USSR? Well, the communism's not the answer because that turned into shit, too. And now corporations are moving in there, sweating up their very own third world Slavic sweatshops. They got wars happening in Yugoslavia that's just got blown all to shit. How long? And now the fucking Freedom Party's arising where the fuck is that? Austria. Austria is where it's going on. The Freedom Party. Hello? Hello? Nazis? Hello? Is anybody fucking remember the Nazis or what? I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's bad enough when Schindler's List came out. I began to really realize how little people actually know, especially young people know. And I don't mean young people like the people tuning into this show. Chances are, if you're tuning into this show, you know all about the Nazis. You know all about the Second World War. If you don't, holy fuck, man, learn about it. Like, holy fuck, have you got to learn about it. There's some evil shit went down, okay? And because people managed to ally together, that's the only way it was beat. Because they beat back those motherfuckers, okay? But they just about took over, man. It was a bad fucking scene. So we have to, as a people, we have to remember that. We have to remember what the Nazis were, and we have to remember to stop that. We can't fucking have that shit running along. It doesn't work, boys, man. We got to stop it. So that's your fucking history lesson, okay? Enough of that. Enough of that bullshit. If you don't know about the Nazis, you're probably a fucking idiot anyway. But the fact of the matter is let's go on to some other cool stuff. You want to know what I found out that was cool this week? I found some groovy-ass shit. Now, unfortunately, because I was a moron and I didn't write down the website, there's a place, apparently, in Paintball. Now, this is beautiful. When I tell you about this, you're going to fucking shit. The amount of opportunity for this is just, you know, stellar. Oh, my God. This is going to be sweet ass. Okay, you ready for this? If you can get your hands on the Microsoft publication, the huge, ugly Microsoft publication, acquire it somehow, the Microsoft publication known as Wired, and you need last month's issue, okay? But in Fetish, the only decent thing in Wired, in Fetish they had listed last month, I'm not making this up, a paintball mortar. Holy fuck. Now this isn't like, you know, the thing with the elastic bands, and you have two of your buddies put it on, you know, you get up to the top floor, open the patio door, put it on either side of the patio and lob, you know, grapefruits all over the city. No. This is an actual mortar. like, you know, little tube, little thing, little forks you put down, drop it in, boom, up it goes, and, you know, you fucking shell some asshole like a KOA or whatever. I don't know what the range is on this thing. But apparently it's got a blast radius of like 30 feet of paint. And they even said in the article, this blows my mind, they even said in the fucking article, it could be used for billboard liberation. Sweet, fucking sweet. So needless to say, I'm pretty seriously happy about that. However, it's $1,700 American. Ow! $1,700 American to shell people. But hey, I mean, the opportunity, I mean, that's your method of delivery. You can drain the paint out of those things and put in whatever fluid you like, DMSO and fill in the blank. You know, I mean, oh my God, that's awesome the shit you can do with that. Of course, this entire publication is done out of humor. We don't really mean that you should go out hurting anybody. But in any case, another website that I found that was pretty fucking sweet-ass is www.amazingone.com. Now, this is a big hoongan site, okay? This is the kind of site where you've got, you know, plans to build everything from electronic masers, phasers, tasers. They even got shit on telekinetic amplification and anti-gravity, all sorts of hokey wacky shit. But man, some of the shit they got in here, you know, you look around, you're like, wow, they have you can get these the laser, like, never mind shoulder surfing, man, you can take, go outside an office building, plant one of the laser mics. Now what this laser mic is, it's a mic that broadcasts a laser onto a piece of glass or window. Okay, it could be a car window, usually an office window. Okay, especially the corporate offices where they don't allow you to play music. And then what you do is you sit there and you can have it on reel-to-reel. You can run it to a relay station. And you listen for things like people going, "Hey, Murray, what's your password?" And things like that, because people do that all the fucking time. And they go, "Oh, it's blah, 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 blah." Bang, you're in. You're in. Quite often, people will tell each other because they're too goddamn lazy to get up and walk over. And then that falls into Decker territory, does it? Yes, yes, it does. So that's they got all sorts of groovy shit there. And they've got like high-powered ones where you can get up on a mountainside and just go room to room to room and record private conversations, you know, purely for, never mind the legal disclaimer. I mean, I'm fucking buried anyway. But the point of the matter is, it's like, hey, you could have some serious fun with the kit they got in these things, man. I mean, purely just, it's really neat shit. So that's all well and good. That's all well and good. But anyway, you want to check that site out, www.amazingone.com. Okay. So that's pretty much it. International news, we really don't have much running on right now, other than the Echelon thing, which is pretty wild shit. If you want to search around on the internet, see what you can find about that. There's lots of disinformation out there on that venue as well, so you might want to watch into that. So that just about wraps it up for episode one of Brainwashing. Sorry it wasn't more to it. Sorry it wasn't, you know. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry it wasn't more. Shut up. Fuck you. Okay, send me material. I need your material. Send me stuff. Send me links. Send me stories about your life so we can broadcast and get it around. Included with this, of course, should be the roster, which is up to our current member list, which I think is like, I don't know, 15 or some shit like that. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's how 2600 started. You know what? I'd rather have 15 friends than fucking 2,000 people I hardly know. All right, so once again, special shouts go to Fork and his amazing artwork. Prophet Fork, you are the fucking goo. And we will check you all on the flip side. Take care, guys.